The Ivy League canceled its men's and women's college basketball tournaments. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. I live in North Carolina, and North Carolina is a basketball-crazy state. The University of North Carolina is here, North Carolina State University is here, and Duke University is here. So basketball is a way of life down here. We've had Michael Jordan, Christian Laettner, David Thompson, and many others. It is a big deal. There have been many women's stars as well, multiple North Carolina teams that have been very good, Duke teams that have been good. It is a rich basketball tradition. I attended the University of Virginia, which is a perennial basketball powerhouse, the winner of last year's men's national championship. The women's team has been to several Final Fours as well. So I love basketball just as much as the next person. I love UVA basketball. Was looking forward to seeing them play in the ACC tournament this year, and it looked like possibly the NCAA tournament in Greensboro. But I am not going to go to the ACC tournament. I'm not going to go to the NCAA tournament if Virginia plays here, and there are good reasons for that. I do not want to get the coronavirus. I do not want to spread other things to people. I don't have any type of illness right now, but I don't want to spread any germs to anybody else that may make them sick or make them have other problems if they have a weakened immune system. The coronavirus is a global pandemic. That may be a little bit redundant, but if you have a pandemic, what that is a new disease that has not really been recognized before that is spreading across the world. And that is what we have with the coronavirus. It has a death rate of over 4% now. Just as far as a little bit of comparison goes, the Spanish flu or the influenza outbreak of 1918, which many people believed started in Kansas in the United States, and it spread from a military base to other military bases in the United States. And then when U.S. troops were deployed to World War I, the front, it spread rapidly through France, then throughout the world. It killed over 600,000 people in the United States in an age where people were traveling less. Far less connected than we are nowadays. And it killed several million people worldwide. Imagine that, several million people killed from an epidemic. So there is a great risk in the United States. Harvard has canceled classes for the rest of the year. Amherst in Massachusetts has canceled classes probably for the rest of the year. And there is talk of playing basketball tournaments, either not at all or playing them to empty arenas. I'm of the belief that they should play to empty arenas. Sure, I'd love to see UVA play, but I don't want the players and the fans to die. I don't want the players to die if it's going to be, you know, if they're playing the tournament is going to put them at risk. You know, it's not about, obviously these kids have put a lot of work into it, but we want people to stay alive and we don't want to have a very virulent global pandemic that kills millions of people and that kills many, many of our citizens. We just can't afford to do that. But I am so surprised that people are so cavalier, no pun intended, down here in Greensboro, that they are going to the ACC tournament and that they don't think anything of it. They don't think anything's going to happen to them. Oh, I'm going to go. The tickets are cheap. And I'm just amazed that people would do that, that they would be that callous, that they could have children or parents that are elderly or grandparents, and that they would think that it's okay to go to the tournament and to put themselves at risk where you have people coming from all over the country. I understand there's going to be a big economic impact if people don't go, but you know, you'd rather survive or have other people survive. And missing a tournament is not as important as is protecting our most vulnerable. So I'm just really surprised. I guess I shouldn't be. Americans never think anything's bad is going to happen to them. I think we forget how young we are in comparison to other countries. But when all of Italy is shut down because they are so worried about the coronavirus, we need to be worried too, because we're going to get hit in a big way when they start getting these test kits, which hopefully they'll get, and they start testing people, and they see how many cases are out there. People are going to really be worried. This is not just the flu. This isn't just car wrecks. Don't try to take other statistics and explain it away. That is a fool's errand. That is trying to put a sunny spin on everything. And it's important to be realistic. You don't want to be panicky and alarmist, but you need to be realistic. And I would avoid doing things, going places, wash your hands again, hand sanitizer, Lysol, all of that. Don't hoard it. But there's just some simple things that we can do to make things better. But going to the ACC tournament or going to the NCAA tournament, those are certainly not things we should be doing. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction.